this is one of those foundational verses, one of those verses that the Lord has greatly used for many. Verse 18. James 1, 18. Of his own will begat he us. Speaking of God the Father, of his children. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, this is the truth so plain and simple that even a little child could understand it, at least in the head. And I didn't plan it this way, but the next message in the next hour goes right along with this. It just happened that way. All the scriptures is of this truth, though. God's sovereign electing grace. Now, there are only 23 words in this verse. 21 words had one syllable. Pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. Now, I intend to keep it simple and not so much explain it as just declare it. Now, verse 17, he's speaking of the Father. He said, verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. He's speaking to professing believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, in the faith. Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. All God's people know that. Everything. And cometh down from the Father of his people, the Father of lights, of whom is no variableness, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, and of his own will, that is the Father, beget he us with the word of truth. Every time you see the word us in the epistles, know this, that it's speaking of God's people. Not all people, but God's people. Of his own will beget he us, the Father of his children. Now, he said every gift we have, everything we have, what do we have not received. It all came from God our Father. And every perfect gift, we saw that a perfect gift, that which perfects us, that which makes us holy and complete, is to be found in Christ. This is the gift of eternal life. That's what he's speaking of here. It's a gift. It's not an offer. This is what religion says today. False religion calls it an offer that is offered to everyone, all men and women. That is not true. This is what we're seeing here. Our Lord said of his people in John 10, I give unto them, my sheep, eternal life, and they shall never perish. I get of his own will, begat he. Begat means to be born. Some of you begat children, didn't you? Did they cooperate with you? Did Andrew and John Thomas cooperate in their birth, Catherine? Oh, no. They kicked. That father begat them and you gave birth to them. They had no part in it. Nothing could be clearer. And all of God's children know this. I'm not going to argue with anyone today. I'm not going to do that at all. Just plainly declaring what God's word says. Of his own will begat he, gave birth, salvation, eternal life. It is completely by the will of God from start to finish. Start to finish. Look at John chapter 1 with John chapter 1. Of his own will. Only God has free will. Only God has free will. Man does not have a free will. Free means you are able to do what you will. We cannot say, we can't even say, I will breathe a minute from now, can we? We cannot say we will do anything. We hope to, we wish to, we pray that God will enable us to, but we can never say about anything, I will do this. To have free will means you do what you will, when you will, because you will. Nothing and no one has any control over your will. That's free will. Only God has free will. Sovereign. That's sovereign. I can do whatever I will. Whatever I will. Scripture says man is dead in trespasses and sin. Doesn't it? Dead in trespasses and sin. Look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1. In verse 12, it says, as many as received him, to them gave he power, the right, the privilege, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. All right? And the world sees a verse like this, to see, you've got to receive him. And they use the word accept. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Number one, accept Jesus is not in the Bible anyway. Not in the Bible anyway. You're not born, I just gave it away. You're not saved by accepting Jesus. You're born again. Our Lord said that to a Jewish Pharisee named Nicodemus in chapter 3 of John. He said, you must be born again, born from above. And just as you had no part in your first birth, you have no part in this second. All right? But verse 12 of John 1 doesn't end with a period, does it? It's a colon, which tells us grammatically that the next verse tells us why. The reason for, verse 12, as many as received him, verse 13, were born. Not of blood, that is, because they're Jews, children of Abraham. We're going to see that clearly in the next message. Nor of the will of the flesh, that is, no man, no woman, exercised their free will, made their decision. No, nor of the will of man. Mom doesn't pray us into heaven. Dad doesn't pray us in. No soul winner, but of God. Born of God. See that? So free will means you do what you will without anything affecting your will at all or hindering your will. Now, this is not a matter of doctrine here. What we're dealing with here is not just a matter of doctrine, but it's a matter of who God is. It's a matter of who is the living and true God. And our Lord said in John 17:3, this is life eternal. These are they that have eternal life. These people know that the living and the true God. Now, he's not God who's dependent on man to do anything. He's not God if you let him do anything. He's not God if you make him. Christ is not Lord if you make him Lord of your life. But this is what religion says, and it's all false. All right? We're talking about the living and true God, and this is when life eternal comes to a human being, when God gives you life. And the first thing you know is, he is God. You're not God. Man's not God. God is God. Creator. And God says, cannot I do with my own what I will? He worked with all things. Daniel 4. Go to Daniel chapter 4 with the book of Daniel. And someone does not know the living God, the true God, and does not have eternal life if they do not know that God is God. He that cometh to God must believe he is. That's Hebrews 11. If anyone believes that man has a free will, they don't know God. This man named Nebuchadnezzar thought he had free will. And he got so lifted up, he was, you know, a mighty ruler with a great vast kingdom. And he said, look what my hands have done. And God said, I'm going to bring you down to be an animal. Your hair is going to grow out. Your nails are going to grow out. You're going to realize. I'm going to make you to know who God is. Now, Daniel 4, look at verse 17. Now, this matter, what we're talking about, the truth is by decree of the watchers. That's God's prophets, preachers, and demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Most people, religious people, about all they know is whosoever will, John 3:16. They don't know John 3:18. They don't know John 3:36. It's all part of John 3. They don't know John 3:5, 7, and 9. There's lots of verses in John 3. Whosoever will. Why? Because God makes them willing. But he gives this kingdom to whomsoever he will. And he's the one sets up over it, even the basest of men. Look at verse 25. That they'll drive thee, he said to Nebuchadnezzar, he's going to drive you from your dwelling, from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, make you eat grass like an ox. See, this man thought he could do what he will. And you'll be wet with the dew of heaven. 7 times shall pass over thee till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Verse 32. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over thee until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. How plain. How many times does God have to tell us? Look at verse 35. Verse 35. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth, God, according to his will, in the army of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth, and none can say his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? How plain. How plain can it be? Now, here's the problem. Now go with me to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Here's man's problem. Alright, he is dead in trespass and sin. He doesn't have a will to choose between good and evil. He did before Adam fell. Remember? All of you in here, nearly everyone in here knows that well. Our children have been taught from the beginning the truth that man had a free will, Adam, and Satan tempted our first parents, Adam and Eve, according to the will of God, the permissive will of God. And this is what Satan tempted the woman with. You will. You're a God. Who does God think he is to withhold this fruit from you? You're God. You're created in his image. You have a free will to choose what you will. Choose it. Well, they chose to rebel against God, didn't it? Evil. And our God said to Adam before that happened, he said, the day you eat thereof, the day you rebel against me, thou shalt surely, what? Die. Did Adam die that day? Physically. He lived 930 years. 930 years. But God said, the day you eat, you shall surely die, not get sick, not just lose your understanding a little bit, you got to get it back. Die. He died spiritually. He became, his understanding was darkened. This is Romans 1. His understanding was darkened. Sin entered his being. And hate and anger, and this thing called sin entered his mind, his soul, he became a sinner. And now from there on out, he can't do anything but sin. If he does anything good, God does it. Every good gift comes from above. He had to receive. He was an independent creature, free, and he died in sin. And now his children, that's us, are born dead in trespasses and sin. If you offer them good or evil, choose evil. You don't have. David said this. He said, "I was in shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. My father, my mother were sinners. I was born a sinner, unable to do good, not knowing God, not seeking God, not wanting God, not loving holiness, loving sin. Cannot do what I would. Salvation is this, but God hath quickened you who are dead." Quickened. Romans 3, these are such foundational truths. Like I said, I'm just plainly telling the truth. Someone believes that salvation is by man's choice, by man's faith, by man's decision, by man's works. They don't know God. They were never dead in trespass. They're still dead in trespass. They're still dead. All of God's people know they were dead. Lazarus knew I was dead. And the only reason I'm alive now, he called. Man is born dead. Romans 3. This is what God says now, not John Calvin. Our Lord God. He looked down on the children of men, and verse 10, said, "There is none that righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth." This is Psalm 14. "There is none that seeketh after God." None. Zero. "They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." Verse 17. "The way of peace have they not known." Men actually think that they can do something to make peace with God. God's people don't think that. They know. Christ made peace. Verse 18. "There's no fear of God before their eyes." And it says, whatever the law saith, verse 19, it says, every human being, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God. Ephesians 2, go over here. Ephesians chapter 2. "Of his own will begat he us." Ephesians 2. Now, we're going to look at chapter 1 a little bit in the next message. But it says that in verse 1, "You hath he quickened," who? God, "who were dead and trespassed in sin, wherein in time past," and now it talks about being dead, "you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." They have another spirit, not the Holy Spirit. "Among whom also we all had our conversation, life in time past, the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, were by nature children of wrath, even as others, but God, who is rich in mercy, who, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Who's the us? Not everybody, but his people, his chosen. "Even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, raised us up." You see who's doing all this? Verse 7, why does he do all this? "That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." So, and I'm not, and Paul said, our Lord said, don't strive with potsherds, don't argue with people. And I'm not here to argue with anybody or prove anything. God's people know this. You know, you can't argue with a dead man. You can't argue with a blind man. Well, you can. I mean, you can argue all you want, but he can't see. He can't see. And once you've been born of God, quit arguing. It's all clear. What's the point, preacher? The point of salvation is the glory of God. He gets all the glory. God, whose name is Jealous, he said, "My name is Jealous." He said, "I will not share my glory with another." He gets the glory for doing the choosing. Now, either he did it, or we did it. What did our Lord say to his disciples? He kept telling them over again, "You did not choose me. I chose you." Did they know that, John? Every single one of them. They were dead. They were in those boats, lost, as we'd say, a goose in a snowstorm. Dead in trespass and sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ came by one day. Didn't ask them to follow him. Told them. Called them out of darkness into light. From death unto life. Just no less than he called Lazarus from that tomb that day. When he said, "Lazarus, come forth," he called him by name. If he had said, "If anybody wants to, can come forth," nobody would have. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." He went out. There was a bunch of boats in that harbor that day. And he went and he looked right at James and John's boat and said, "Follow me." Quicken. Given life. Chosen by God. They didn't choose him. He chose them. They know it. All of God's people know it. And if somebody says, "No, I chose them," you're sharing his glory. You're trying to. You don't know God. This is something all God's people know. Now we're talking about a new birth. "Of his own will begat he us." And our Lord said this to Nicodemus in John 3. He said, "You a master in Israel and you don't know this?" Why? Why did he know this? He hadn't been born again. He hadn't been born again. As soon as he is, he will. He'll know. He'll know. It's a new birth. A new creature. A new man. Creature. We don't create ourselves. It's not possible to give birth to yourself. You say that's ridiculous. Yes, it is. "That which is born of the flesh," our Lord said in John 3, "is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Your dad and your mother gave birth to you the first time. You didn't contribute. Didn't even cooperate. God the Father gave birth to you the second time. And the Holy Spirit and Christ the Son. You didn't contribute. You didn't cooperate. He gets the glory. He gets the glory. Not possible. For nothing becomes something. It's to create itself. So who gets credit for salvation? Who gets credit? If you're born of God, who gets credit for that? All the glory. God does. None of us ever go around bragging about how we let our parents be our parents. Alright, look in our text from James 1. What could be clearer, huh? And again, this is not a point of doctrine. It's not a point of doctrine. This is whether or not you've been born again or not. You say, "Am I alive? Am I alive?" Yes, I am. I'm standing here. Why? Those two people right there. How pain can it be? The reason I'm standing here today is because of those two people right there. And every single person that stands in glory before God, if you ask them to a man, "Why are you here?" Because of him. 100,000% because of him. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't choose him. I didn't let him. He chose me. He let me. He redeemed me. He died for me. I didn't make him Lord. God made him my Lord. Born again. You understand who your parents are. With the word of truth, James says in verse 18, "Of his own will begat he us."
with the word of truth. And of his own will, means God did it because he would. Nothing he foresaw in us, not anything we would do. No, he did it long before we were born, before the world began. He chose his own. Begat he us, speaking of his people, with the word of truth. What is the word of truth? Everything I've said thus far. I'm just telling you the truth. All right. From God's word. And everyone who came out of false religion, such were some of you, most of you, came out of false religion. If you attended somewhere before you came here, you know, you it was false religion. Doesn't matter if it was Methodist or Catholic or Baptist. Free will Baptist is just as false as Catholic. Why? They believe in free will. Don't believe in God's will. Don't believe God's God. Don't believe God's God. Don't believe God chose a people. They don't believe that their salvation is 100% in Christ, but know that they had to accept it. Don't believe it's the Holy Spirit. No, they had to let him. Not God's people. No. And everyone that came out of that, when you heard the word truth, true God, the true Christ, the truth of what man is, when you heard this word of truth, and this is what God did. Oh, man calls it foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1, please God by the foolishness of preaching. It's not foolish. Those that are saved, the preaching of Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. 1 Peter 1, look over here, more specifically, it speaks of the word of truth. 1 Peter 1, look at this. 1 Peter 1, verse now 2 and 3, he and folks, those of you who know Scripture, John 1, Romans 1, 1 John 1, they all begin this way. So Ephesians 1, Colossians 1, always begins with 1 Peter 1, begins what?
Elect.
Look at it. 1 Peter 1, verse 2, elect. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Not what he foresaw we would do, but knew us beforehand. Like Adam knew his wife Eve. Entered into a relationship. Chose them. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Through, they set apart, sanctified by the Spirit. Unto, that is given the obedience. And the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Read on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See who he's talking to? The elect. Born again. Chosen of God. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Begotten of his will. Which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us. Unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. From the dead. And look at verse 23. Now he says you were born again. Verse 23. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed. That is the flesh. The will of the flesh. You read it with me then. In John 1. Not the will of the flesh. Not the will of man. Not of blood. Read on. This incorruptible seed is the Word. Incorruptible, the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This is a mystery. And I'm not trying to explain it. Well, I'm kind of trying to. But it's not something that can be explained. It's something you just understand in your head. It's something that happens to you. That God takes this, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, preaching of the Word. Just mere men. But these men were moved by the Holy Ghost. And this is the Word of God. The incorruptible Word of God like seed. It's spiritual seed. And when God the Holy Spirit wills it, not when you accept it,
But when God the Holy Spirit wills it, He takes this seed, the truth of who God is, who Christ is, what you are. And in a dead, dark heart, one day, when He wills it, Paul said, when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me. Paul said, I was saved not when I got ready, but when it pleased God. He was lost. He was a religionist. He was in false religion. Paul, Saul of Tarsus. But when it pleased God one day on the road to Damascus, He said, Saul. He sent the word and pierced his hard heart, planted it in his heart, the word of truth. What's that? More specifically. Read on. Verse 24. All flesh is grass. You see that? The glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth away. It's just dead flesh. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Let me look at this with me in closing. John chapter 1. Go back there. John 1. You didn't. Yeah, you did turn with me then. John 1. Look at this. Now, the word of truth is not just preaching the Bible. It's preaching who God is. And it's preaching Christ and Him crucified. He is the Word made flesh. He is the truth. Christ said, I am the way, the truth. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. He said, I give them eternal life. Christ's death is what saves us. The Holy Spirit's regenerating work is what saves us. God's choice of us is what made us His children. Nothing could be plainer. All of God's people know this. All right, John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, speaking of Christ. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. See that? We're in darkness. We were in darkness. Verse 14 says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Who did? John said, we beheld His glory. How, John? We were sitting in a boat one day. We weren't sitting in church. We weren't calling on God. We weren't walking an aisle. But God, manifest in the flesh, came where we were. He called us, quickened us, and we beheld His glory. This is the word of truth. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh my. Christ crucified. When Christ said, when the Spirit of God comes, He'll convince the world, the people out of the world, of every tribe, kindred, and nation, tongue, of sin, dead and trespassing, of righteousness, you're unrighteous and holy. You can't produce one. Of judgment, you've got to stand before God in the judgment someday. How? Let go and let God accept Jesus. Christ said, by me. By me. 100% by me. And He said in James 1 that we should be a kind of first fruits in our text. James 1:18. He did this that we should be a kind of first fruit of His creature. First fruit. Fruit of love, joy, peace, gentleness. Of the love of who? First. All the laws fulfilled in this word is love. What's love who? God. When Romans 3 said they hate God. But when the true God, and He preached this, what I'm preaching today, and the average person was that, like a woman hairdresser told my wife one day, I hate your God. And all she was doing is telling her who God is. And she proved it. And the average person will say that. Because they're taking credit for their salvation. They're defending a false profession. And our Lord convinced us of sin, righteousness, just first fruits. Love, joy in Christ, not yourself. Love, joy, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, one Lord, one faith, one hope of your calling, one thing. And what is fruit for? Christ said, herein is the Father, what? Herein is the Father glorified. And he said, we're the first fruits of His creature, kind of the first fruit of His creature. Man was created for His glory, and all that sin has come far short of the glory of God. But God created a new people in Christ Jesus, completely for His glory. Are you born again? Have you been born again? Well, I'll tell you what you'll know if you've been born again. You'll know you didn't choose God. To a man. You don't argue that. It's not doctrine. It's just the way you were born. You'll know that you were dead and He called you from death to life. And you'll start crying and you'll know it's like a child that's born. Here's a child. I was there when my daughter was born and she had nothing to do with it. Alright? And she was bought forth and they handed her to me. And now she's got her eyes closed and she looks dead. And that physician, the first thing he did was cause pain. Boy, and then the air filled her lungs and she started crying. The only reason you cry, the only reason you call on God, you have life. Calling doesn't give you life. You have life. He that believeth on the Son doesn't say we'll have life. Have life. It's already been given. Call. Joel 2:32. Many shall call, have been called. You begin to hunger and thirst. That little girl, first thing she wanted when she was born was something to eat. What? Only one thing would satisfy. Milk. You've been born again. What I've been saying this morning is what you touch your teeth on, your spiritual teeth on, you can never get enough of milk. The sincere milk of His Word. This is the truth of how you were saved. And you never get tired of hearing it. You don't argue with it. You rejoice in it. And you hunger and thirst. And you begin to walk. You begin to grow. Faith grows stronger. Faith in who? Faith in Christ, not yourself. Assurance in Him. Of His own will, begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be the kind of first fruits, all for His glory, to the praise of the glory of His grace.